Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Monday, the 7th of October. I hope you're all keeping well. You had a good weekend. Good to have you back, as always. And the whole idea of the session is to be prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So over the next 15, 20 minutes, we'll do all our analysis. We'll identify what's really moving prices, what impact sentiment is having on these markets. We'll have a look at the technical charts, and then we'll post our trade plan at the end. And the idea is it's going to keep us on, focused on the trades which are likely to be higher probability trades. So let's get straight into it then. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. So just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to determine need to make some considerations really around which markets to trade, and that's really the purpose of the session, to determine what to trade. Then your strategy kicks in terms of where do we want to be entering these markets, where do we want to be exiting. Obviously, always trading with a stop loss, which is why it's important to consider how do you manage risk, what decisions do you make in terms of exposure, not just on an individual trade basis, but on an overall trade basis. It's important to keep an eye on these things. And trade management is important from making sure that you manage each trade technically, mitigate risk wherever you can, and of course, trend psychology as well. Sorry, bear with me there just 1 second. Okay, guys, sorry about that. I do apologize. I just needed to reset that there, unfortunately. So these are our considerations, and we adjust these considerations every day in our live trade rooms on a very practical basis. So we discuss these elements every day, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, no matter what's happening with relatively crazy market dynamics and crazy market swings out there at the minute. So it's important to maintain a high degree of consistency in your decision-making. Accurate with the levels you use. Sorry, let me take that back. Disciplined with your capital, of course. It's not probably the time to be adopting a really ultra aggressive approach to these markets. Those times will come now and over the summer don't really seem to be the conditions for that level of aggression really at the minute. So unfortunately, safety first right now. Along with being patient as well, wait for those opportunities to come because they will come. Okay, so let's start with a review of market moving news. So an awful lot to these markets to digest, to interpret, and to trade off the back of. So let's start by just going back to last week's job numbers. Really worth seeing. The Fed have said the biggest concern to the US economy is the jobs market. And what we saw last week was a really strong jobs market out of the US. So starting with jobs coming in significantly higher than expected, as you can see there, over 8.04 million jobs being advertised in the US. And that's up considerably above expectations. ADP last week came in considerably above the forecast of 124,000 private sector jobs. We saw 143. It doesn't end there, unfortunately. Unemployment claims, pretty strong. Anything around 220, 225 is a really strong unemployment claims number. Positive ISM services, manufacturing numbers as well, PMIs. And then on Friday, we had non-farm payroll. So this is a stellar jobs number. Really, really positive. 147,000 jobs expected. The whisper number was about 150 from Wall Street, and you can see they're nowhere near it. So yeah, they're not very good at forecasting these unemployment numbers. So coming in at 254, what's interesting is the unemployment rate has actually dropped further. So we rallied from 3.5 up to 4.3, and now we're back down to 4.1 with a really strong average hourly earnings number increasing above expectations. So Pete, what does it mean? It means there's more jobs available than what the market was anticipating. There's more people in work. There's more people added to the jobs market. The unemployment rate is coming down and people's wages are growing. So you could argue those are all inflationary forces and would absolutely agree with you, but at the same time, inflation is remaining very subdued. So the US economy is really in this sweet spot, to the point where, you know, we have to start questioning whether the Fed need to cut rates at all. It doesn't seem to be like there's any need. And that is probably, if you want to know what's going on in the bond markets, we almost have inverted markets again, in reaction to that particular news event. So the 10-year is at 3.98, but the 2-year has now rallied to 3.97. So you keep shifting from this bull to bear steepening narrative. The thing is, what does it suggest? Well, the 10-year has been rallying since Jerome Powell decided to cut 50 basis points. And we saw a further rally there on Friday. Now the 2-year has joined the party. So we're basically back up at 4% across both markets. So what does it suggest, these bond markets? Because normally if you have bond yields rallying, it implies some sort of risk premium being built in, which is kind of negative for equity markets. And instead, currently we're seeing almost the opposite of that. It seems like there's a bit of a repricing. The markets are repricing these Fed rate cuts, i.e. they perhaps don't need as many as the market was anticipating. So bond yields seem to be adjusting accordingly. So instead of, you know, being back at 3.5, bond yields are suggesting maybe 4% now. So what does that mean for the Fed? Well, we've gone from 5.5 to 5%. I think we were planning something in the tune of perhaps 6 or perhaps 8 further rate cuts before the Fed find its neutral rate. Now it seems like it's going to be a lot less than that. So if you can imagine, 425 basis points brings you now down to 4% with a really strong economy. That's still for a bit of a problem for those looking to refinance debt, but the bond yields seem to be suggesting not that the risks are getting out of control. It's probably more to do with the fact that the economy is performing really well and the Fed don't need to bring rates as low as perhaps was initially anticipated. Because of this, now you hear the phrase no landing. So we've gone from whether we'll get a hard landing or a soft landing, whether the economic impact because of these Fed rate hiking cycle is likely to impact the economy to such an extent that it's recessionary, if it was a hard landing. A soft landing is like we might move into negative territory technically, but actually the economy is performing and ticking along quite nicely, to actually no landing at all, no real sign of recession at all. And we've been talking about this for most of this year, is that some of the data at the beginning of the year was suggesting, you know, this recession is coming. But since probably April, we had a bit of a wobble, of course, in August with converging negative data all at one point, and the market sort of flipped out. And it's a really good example in terms of how would these markets react once things start turning bearish? I think the answer is that they will react very, very aggressively to any form of weakness. Except for now, there's only really upside. So today we've still got a bank holiday. We've had a bank holiday in the last week in China. So it's going to be interesting. They're back online tomorrow. So we need to sort of bear that in mind. In terms of today's news events, nothing of any major concern. We're going to be hearing from a few central bankers now as well, from the ECB, German. We have Eurogroup meetings and FOMC members as well, which should be speaking in the markets. So Monday and Tuesday, nothing of any major concern. Wednesday starts getting a bit more interesting with the FOMC meeting minutes. We're expecting a rate cut from the RBNZ as well on Wednesday with this lowering inflation dynamic, which is going on. And maybe the RBNZ need to make that decision to start cutting rates in line with other central banks, of course. Doesn't really want to be an extended outlier because you get that interest rate differential playing out. So Thursday, the 10th of October, is about US inflation. So really big news event, 1:30 on Thursday. It's looking pretty flat. Year on year, looks like it's coming in weaker and weaker, back to that 2% level. So the US economy is performing unbelievably well with PPI on Friday. Again, looking more so on the flat side of things. So where does that leave us when we look at these markets? Well, we can only really focus on further upside. Now, it is interesting to see. Look at the price action from Friday. So there was a lot of sort of sideways moving patterns, but if I just remove those on Friday, and we've still got some of them, of course. But this was the initial move off the back of that news event. A really good, strong rally. That's on a 4 hour, so that's slightly different for crude oil. And then, so we had the indices rallying and we had the dollar rallying as well. So we had strength on both of those. So the indices took a big move to the upside, but also the dollar rallied very, very aggressively as well. You'd expect those to be perhaps moving in opposite directions, but I think when you have the bond markets reacting the way that they have done in terms of rallying to the upside, like we said, from 3.5 to 4%, it does probably increase the demand for the dollar really quite significantly, which is why you're seeing the positive side of that news event play out for the indices in terms of a no landing scenario and the Fed is still cutting rates. So you have that supportive, accommodative stance from the Fed towards the markets. They're reacting in a positive manner, but you have this other dynamic playing out, probably due to what's going on in the bond markets, where there's also at the same time an increased demand for the dollar. So we're seeing the indices rallying, and we'll have a look at elsewhere. We've got a few observations to make. There's a series of lower highs in here now. For the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ is pretty close to breaking those highs. Oh, the other thing to just note is all the price action occurred pretty much in the space of 1 hour in terms of that rally to the upside and also the sell-off. Now, we did get quite close to sort of making progress to the upside, but not really achieving it. So if you're not in the trade in the first hour, it was always easier and better to perhaps be patient, which is what we did. We were able to book in profits on Friday afternoon on the euro dollar and the Aussie dollar. So we're going to wait for that next opportunity to arrive. So our biases to the upside, we can be selective in terms of if we're breaking out, we've still got some decent upside. And if we break above the 20,067 level, then that's now a structural failure trade to the upside. So worth looking at. Dow Jones, bullish bias on Friday. Let's see how these markets with all-time highs just above current levels. The NASDAQ, the Nikkei rallied again on Friday, pretty much globally. We saw that global kind of rally play out. Close to new highs. Close to all-time highs as well, of course, not too far away for the CAC, despite what's the difficulties for the French and German economy. We're still at all-time highs, which is pretty unbelievable, but that's the that's what's happening with these markets. So we do have a bullish bias. We just got to be mindful of the dynamics. And the Nikkei is an interesting one. Again, not too far away from all-time highs as far as the charts are concerned. So lower highs, lower lows. Let's see what happens around these current levels. So we want to try and keep options open. We can look at a short-term buy trade, short-term sell trade as well, if it's on the cards. So we have a downside view of the dollar. And what we've done is we've got this M formation, which is really quite bearish. However, we're running into really strong support. So we had that breakout there on Friday. Strong levels of significant support around this little zone in here. And that's where we find ourselves. So will this give us an opportunity to see this price rally? The problem becomes is if we've already break into the downside, which is quite a bearish view. If we start to rally into resistance and then we see that, then it's kind of, we're going to be looking for that shift. So a few months ago, we had the shift to the upside in terms of dollar weakness. And then we're sitting on the dollar weakness side. Now, if this structural failure trade kicks into the downside, we could start to shift our view again, unfortunately. And we can change our view as the market changes its own views. We have that prerogative as traders to do that. So so on Friday, we kind of rallied a little bit. We were looking to see if we could pull back even further because that's the opportunity to start selling again for the pound. And then we had the news out and the dollar rallied very aggressively. But as you can see, outside that first hour, we've not really made any progress. So dollar strength is the play, assuming we get further continuation. So we can a good strong rally during a dynamic where the crude oil prices were also rallying at the same time, which we're in the crude oil trade. So it's a bit more straightforward than having the opportunity to buy the dollar CAD. So the dollar strengthened across the board in a relatively short period of time, like you can see again in the Aussie dollar. And now we're in this little sideways pattern. So we can either have a bit of a short-term pullback or we can have that next rollover to the downside. Same rallying into strong support around the 50-period daily moving average. Let's see what this dollar does next. So the yen's an interesting one. It's been weaker off BOJ, just really sending mixed signals yet again. They do it on a regular basis. Commodities, we're still really bullish crude oil. We got quite close to taking profit as well on Friday. Didn't quite get up there, but very near. And we probably anticipate we're quite comfortable keeping hold of it. We don't see conditions improving to any great extent anytime soon. And we're breaking out of this bearish trend we've been in. So it's not just about maximizing this return on this particular trade. We're also looking for further upside opportunity as well in crude oil. And in gold, we've been in a bit of a sideways pattern. If the dollar continues to strengthen, we might see a bit of weakness up at these highs. However, our bias is very much higher. So if you do get a bit of a pullback, we'd be looking to buy at lower prices, ideally around the 25-30. That seems a long, long way away. So decent short-term opportunity there in gold. And so from a trade plan perspective, guys, we'll let you go. We'll switch rooms now in just a few minutes. Risk off market conditions due to Middle Eastern conflict until we get US non-farm payroll numbers out. That was likely to be the catalyst. And indeed, it was a pretty significant catalyst. Now, obviously, prior to non-farm payroll numbers, you never know it's going to be the number that it was, which was a really blowout jobs number. Surprised everybody. I mean, the markets and Wall Street can't really seem to get their head around these unemployment numbers, or employment numbers to any great extent since COVID. So we're not really surprised. So market summary, risk on market conditions. You see that the threat is the conflict in the Middle East, which is continuing to play out even over the weekend as well. The images are horrendous. Right, so risk on market conditions due to blowout US non-farm payroll numbers. Okay, short-term industry weakness. We can look for opportunities. Strength, dollar strength. We're not so short term anymore. That bias seems to be shifting, probably due to the what we're seeing in the bond markets. Crude oil. Right, I think it's important to try and keep all options open. So today, when we get important US non-farm with ongoing conflict in the Middle East, expect significant volatility. And that's pretty much what we got ahead of time. It doesn't really help us to any great extent. Yeah, I think if we can keep options open as traders and we're still looking for that buy trade in crude oil. Yeah. So will we get follow through off the back of Friday's sort of short term rally? That's the question. We can keep options open because they may be short term. Buying opportunities and perhaps short-term selling opportunities, depending until we've got a bit of a window of opportunity between now and perhaps the FOMC meeting minutes on Wednesday, and then the inflation numbers on Thursday. So look, we've got a lot to digest. It's going to be interesting to see how these markets play out off the back of Friday's stellar jobs number. Really, really positive. Not much revision on the on the job side of thing, and just lowering unemployment rate, people's wages growing. The concern would be inflationary, really, with the potential for oil prices to spike. That would be another inflationary dynamic. Right now, the markets are remaining very, very resilient to that, but it's worth watching as things unfold over the coming weeks. All right. So listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. The market narratives are pretty, we're kind of a little bit more in a no landing category now rather than the soft landing, but we'll see how this plays out. We are seeing elevated bond yields. We're seeing a stronger dollar. We're seeing stronger indices. We're seeing oil prices rally. So we're really between narratives, I would suggest, to a large degree. Okay. So look, any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box, guys. We'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. If you are interested in learning how to trade, just go to our website, thelivetradingroom.com, and feel free to connect with us there. So for everyone here, enjoy the rest of the day. Those of you that can join us for the European Live Daily Trading Mentorship Room, this morning or this afternoon for the US training session, we look forward to seeing you shortly. So we'll switch rooms now. My pleasure, guys, as always. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.